This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Joining us right now from Gun Owners of America, Luis Valdez is here. Luis, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. It's been a long week. Just got back from Gold 2025, but good to be back in the home state of Florida.
Well, it's good to have you back. We're glad you're back on the air with us. And let me ask you, I know one of the biggest things going on right now is Gun Owners of America and their big, beautiful lawsuit. Tell us what that's about.
Well, as you remember, when we discussed during the big, beautiful bill going through its whole process and how the Senate parliamentarian gutted the Hearing Protection mm-hmm. Act and the Short Act, which would have removed suppressors and short barrel rifles and shotguns from the NFA. And they didn't do that. So right after, on July 4th, we filed our lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the National Firearms Act in its entirety. And we have a number of partners, including Palmetto State Armory. There's a number of industry partners that are jumping on this. But more importantly, at Goals, the Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, announced that Texas is officially joining our lawsuit in challenging the National Firearms Act.
So, I mean, I guess who is named in the lawsuit? Is it, how would that work? Would this be, you're like suing the government?
Exactly. We're suing the federal government on the grounds that the National Firearms Act is unconstitutional. And the sad thing about this is that Texas is on board, but nothing from Florida, the supposed freest state in the union.
Well, that's going to be interesting because if you have to defend that law, would that involve like Pam Bondi, the Attorney General for the United States?
On the federal level, yes, it would be Pam Bondi. And on the state level, it would be A.G. Utmeyer. But we'd like to get Utmeyer to join in on the lawsuit, just like we got Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. So if Utmeyer's office is listening, you guys got my number. Call us. We'll put you on the lawsuit to challenge the constitutionality of this.
And because this is congressional, I guess the Attorney General can't just like rule in your favor. This will go to the Supreme Court, I would imagine, right?
Well, the Attorney General, even on the federal level, could come to a what's usually called an agreement of summary judgment, basically saying, "Hey, yeah, we agree with the plaintiffs in the case. So let's see where the Trump administration stands on this."
Well, yeah, that would be interesting, and it sounds like you've got a good case, because it was always, you know, kind of okayed, if you will, because it actually had a money attached to it, money, so they could call it a tax, and that's how, you know, they got around the fact that it's really kind of a backdoor registration, isn't it?
Exactly. In 1937, the U.S. Supreme Court stated that the NFA is only legal because of the tax. The fact that there's no tax being collected, but you still have to jump through all the hoops, register your firearms or your accessories, and if you don't, it's possibly 10 years in federal penitentiary. That right there shows you that this isn't about a tax. This is about gun control, and especially after the Bruin decision, but even going back all the way to 1937, the Supreme Court understood, yeah, you can't do this in violation of the Second Amendment.
Well, I mean, from my limited understanding and the explanations given to me, it seems like it's, at this point, a no-brainer. You guys should win it, but we've seen crazier things happen. Oh, man, we just lost him. Because I wanted to wish him a happy birthday.
There you go.
Lewis, are you there?
Yep.
Hey, I was just about to wish you a happy birthday, not to you personally, but GOA, 50 years, is that right?
That's right. 50 years ago, we were founded and formed, and we've been fighting the good fight since then, and we ain't quitting.
Hey, and you're also expanding, really. You're going to champion Hispanic voices. Tell me about that.
So GOA at Goals was proud to launch our latest Hispanic coalition, Fuerza de la. It's part of our ever-expanding goal in showing that gun rights is a fundamental human right here in the United States. And you're talking about 150 million Americans are of Hispanic descent. As you know, Democrats constantly go after Hispanics. They constantly go after people of different minority groups and make them think that, oh, you know, guns are bad, you have to vote for us. Well, we're countering that. The Second Amendment belongs to all Americans, and more importantly, the right to self-defense doesn't have a language. And I'm proud to announce that I will be co-chairing this outreach program. This is going to be nationwide, and our goal is very simple, that every American, it doesn't matter your race, your color, your creed, your ethnicity, your religion, you have the right to keep and bear arms as an American. And no matter what a politician says, we're going to challenge that. We're going to fight that. And we're going to show those in Tallahassee, those in other state capitals and in Washington, D.C., that Americans of all backgrounds and ethnicities care about their fundamental civil rights.
Yeah, and all of us can be put upon by a tyrannical government, so we all need to stick together to defend our rights and freedoms on a regular basis, because, you know, if we get an overpowering government, you've been illustrating that for us, the first thing they're going to go after is our guns. That's the only thing protecting the American people from some tyrannical things and rulings and the ways they've been, they'd like to push stuff on us.
Yep. You know, especially the fact that a lot of Hispanic Americans, they fled totalitarian regimes. So they completely understand from the get-go what gun control brings to this country. And enough is enough. You have these Democratic anti-gun politicians constantly saying, oh, well, you know, we represent the Hispanic Americans and we know what they want. No, no. Those politicians don't represent us. They don't represent my family. They don't represent my friends. We represent ourselves. And that's what GOA is all about.
The Democrat Party's made a lot of mistakes, but one of the largest ones was not understanding the Hispanic members of their party, the family values, God-fearing, and understanding the right to defend themselves and their families. They got it so wrong. I don't want to help them, but you pointed that out, and that was probably one of the dumbest things they did, was leave Hispanics and move far to the left.
Very much so. You know, they as the old saying goes, never correct your enemy when they're making a mistake. And, you know, they're the enemies of freedom, and we're not going to correct them. We're going to fight them, and we're going to win this. Because in the end, the Second Amendment belongs to all Americans. And going back to the founding of this country, you've had Hispanics here help forge and settle this country. I mean, look, it was the Spanish who helped fight the British during the Revolution. They challenged the British in southern Georgia. They challenged the British in Pensacola and St. Augustine when the British controlled Florida. But even beyond that, you know, you've had Hispanic Americans here since the founding of this country, helped settle this country, and it's time for the national population to understand that, hey, look, gun ownership just isn't, you know, the stereotypical image of fat old white guys. That ain't the case. Gun ownership is everyone, white, black, Hispanic, Asian, women, you know, the largest growing segment of gun owners are minority and women. So we're going to help promote that. We're going to help grow that. We're going to help solidify that and make sure that all Americans don't have their rights violated.
Well, keep up the good work. It's always a pleasure, and we look forward to future conversations. Gun Owners of America's Luis Valdez, have yourself a great day, my friend.
Same here, guys, and I cannot wait for fall. It's too hot and humid outside.
I heard that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.